step number two, make a commitment. Okay, so don't groan. It's not what you think. I hate this. Like, you know, I'm going to ask you to go on some kind of diet or something. Because when we think about making a commitment, sometimes thoughts of making a commitment and then, you know, breaking, you know, a New Year's resolution comes to mind. But all I'm really going to ask you is to make the commitment to do at least one exercise or more every day for the next 30 days. And I already gave you a suggestion of the rituals, morning and the evening. But, you know, as we go along with this program, you don't have to pick those, just one or two. In order to have new results, you must do something different than you've been doing. So as you hear the different exercises, choose what connects to you, what's fun, what you love. After we go through all the steps and the exercises, you can then choose which one or several to commit to do. I just wanted to mention it, give you the heads up that as we go through this, you can decide which ones really mean true for you. Step number three, develop a strong support system. Who supports you actively is a choice you make. Now, that might sound like a very odd thing, because of course you can't control if someone supports you or not, but I'm really talking about this in a different context. We often think that our support is out of our control. We kind of take what we get. Family, yes. I mean, well, our family may or may not be supportive. I'm happy or very fortunate to have a fabulous, supportive family. But I know that that's not always the case, but those people, our family, are people we do not choose. But other people are people in our life that we actively choose. And those people are the friends, our riding friends, our mentors, our trainers, the people we associate with. And the reason that I included this as a step is because the lack of support and or the concern of what others think can be a big source of weakening you, and also conversely, a huge source of strengthening you when you flip it to the other side. I did a survey a couple of years ago and asked people what were the biggest issues that they were having or biggest frustrations, biggest challenges in their riding from a mental and emotional viewpoint. And by far and away, the number one topic was what other people think. And my experience personally is that over time, I have worked on this and I had an experience a while back with, I was doing some work and, you know, I liked doing it. I was successful doing it. But I was very, you know, like I was just having a hard time having it mesh with everything else I was doing. And then during that time, there was a type of kind of, I felt, a turning the tables. And it was a very hurtful situation to me. And it really made me think, you know, Barbara Schulte, you know, what do you love? What do you want to do? Be with people that you know truly support you. And so my exercise for you, or the exercise for this step, is to write down who you want to support you, your family, your friends, your mentors, and where and how. And list your support favorites. Think this through. You don't have to have anyone. Choose the people who will be by you through thick and thin, or maybe the people that just, it feels good and when you talk to them after you ride. You know, these can be large support. By large support, I mean like someone like a spouse, or it can be, you know, just someone that you enjoy seeing in your barn or when you ride or show. And think of how and where that person or those people can help you. And then here's your job. Engage these people. Tell them how they've helped you in the past. Tell them how much you appreciate them. Tell them more than once. Thank people often. Ask how you can support them. Do little things like, you know, bringing them a drink on a hot day. And ask them how what, you know, the kinds of things they like and ways that you can support them, talking to them after their class, videoing, you know, talking to them before they ride. Think of this step as developing your own personal team. You know, we do not exist in our lives by ourselves. You know, we're really in a team of sorts, and you have a lot of power to choose the members of your personal team.